the message today is new dawn. A new dawn comes to our lives in the name of Jesus. God will give us experience, new experience than we have passed through in our years up to this present moment. Amen. I want you to raise your right hand and I say, God, I want to start to have a new encounter, a new experience. Open a new chapter in my life. Pray that prayer for yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray you will open a new chapter, a new dawn for me. Bring a new experience, a new encounter into my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sometimes when we go through stuff, we pass through stuff in our lives. We know that this is not the best life we're supposed to live. But we some way adapt to it. And we start to manage our life in that format. And a message like this is will be very difficult for someone in that category to see the reason why something has to change. Take for example, somebody that is not experiencing love around him or her. He may find himself in a situation that he has started to adapt into not experiencing true love. And so he thinks like, you know what, I'll continue to live my life. By the time the person finds himself in a different loving environment, it will be kind of awkward, like what is really going on. What we are saying that a new dawn will come, it will be based on what God has seen from his own angle, from God's perspective, that you don't deserve the kind of pain you are having in your body. You don't deserve the kind of trauma you are going through psychologically. I am coming in, I am stepping in, I am freeing you, I am making a new change. A new dawn is coming your way. That the Lord will make things to start to work according to his own manual for your life. So it shall be for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of us know that God was with Moses? Okay, God was with Elijah. Are you sure that God was with Abraham? God was with Isaac and God was with Moses. This same God will be your God in the name of Jesus. Amen. There are a few things that make God to be God of those people that we mentioned. You know, when we're talking about God of Elijah, Elijah was not the only servant of God, only prophet of God during his time. And not only that, he was not only a child of God. There are a lot of people that are called children of God, but in the name Elijah stand out. The reason is because God worked with Elijah in a unique way, in a dynamic way, and it became a blessing of generations that people will be saying, God of Elijah, let it be my God. Same way with Moses, same way with Isaac. Why did Elijah stand out? Why did Moses stand out? Why did the name Abraham stand out? A few things happened. Elijah did not work like everybody else. Moses did not work like everybody else. Abraham did not work like everybody else. They worked in a unique way and new things happened in their lives. I pray that the Lord shall visit each and every one of us in Jesus' name. I want you to go to the book of Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. When Abraham was how many years? 99 years old. Abraham was 99 years old. This was not the first time that God would visit Abraham. Okay? And God has been talking to Abraham and God has been promising Abraham. But when he got to 99 years old, God said, walk before me and what? And become perfect. We're talking about new dawn. New dawn is not a matter of age. It's not a matter of stage. It's a matter of putting yourself in alignment with God. If someone who has become 99 years old, God will still call him and say, walk before me and be perfect. It means that there's something that God called a template. Somebody has to feed that template. If you don't feed that template, you are still not aligning. And so, things that are supposed to work for us may not be working, even though we are children of God and we are praying. Our prayer may not be answered as we expect them. If we are not in perfect alignment, we're talking about new dawn. The reason why we have to do all these things is because, like I said, your life must change. My own life must change. There are some pressures we go through in our life we don't have to go through. Amen? There are some battles we are fighting that we do not supposed to fight. We struggle with things sometimes that we don't even need to struggle with them if we are in perfect alignment. I said new dawn. You know, I have energy. This energy, I can use it to lift, what do you call it, Lexter? And I can also use the same energy to shake your hand and say, God loves you, God bless you. The same energy may be channeled into a different direction. Children of God, let's use our energy in a way that we be productive, we be positive, we be rewarded for us. Because that energy, the devil can be sucking it and be distracting us into something else. Kneel down. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. For God to be our God during our own time, we have to do two things. I have it here. The first of them is that you need to start to unlearn what you have learned before. Unlearn what you have what? Unlearn what? What you have learned before. Let's look up. That it was difficult for people to have something in this country does not mean it will be your experience. This new year, we are unlearning what we have learned. We need to start to have it at the back of our mind that we are uniquely made. It does not matter what happened in the land. It does not matter what the environment or society we find ourselves. It does not matter what other people are experiencing. We don't have to go through the same thing because we are children of God. Amen. The second thing, I said two things you will do. The second thing is that you will spiritually and supernaturally reconfigure your destiny. This is what I mean by that. You see, even Jesus Christ, when Nicodemus came to him, what did Jesus tell him, Nicodemus? Except a man be born again. You're right. Be born again. He cannot what? He cannot enter. Even to enter the kingdom of God, you have to reborn. You have to reconfigure your mind. You have to rethink from what you used to think before. Now, a new dawn, brothers and sisters, your memory, your beliefs, your thinking, your orientation has to be reconfigured. Hallelujah. It was difficult for me to see myself in the light that people put me. I was not limited. Somebody listen to me. Because I was unable to put myself in the light that people put me, it was difficult for me to be limited. So I keep trying what other people will not try. And so when we're talking about new dawn, it's not about physical things, it's not about what you have achieved, it's about how you started to think about things that happen around you in life. God of Abraham, God of Moses, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of Joshua, let it be my God. How did God become God of Joshua all of a sudden? Was he only Joshua that was following Moses? No, because Joshua stood out. Even when Moses will go to the mountain to go and see God's face, Joshua will stand at the foot of the mountain, be waiting. The shape of his mind made all the difference in the world. What about Isaac that we're talking about? What about Jacob? What about, we have talked about Abraham. What about Elijah that we've talked about? What about Moses? Everything starts anew with someone that his mind is right, is in the right place, in the presence of God. God bless us in Jesus' name. I want you to please open to the book of Genesis chapter 22 verse 17. Genesis 22, 17. Blessings, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. May the Lord recognize you for something great in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord recognize you for something great and powerful in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to stand on our feet and pray this prayer. I want us to pray this prayer. I said, God, I need you. As you spoke to Abraham, that you will speak to me. You say, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will do what? I will multiply you. Can you pray that prayer for yourself? That the blessing that God has said about you will materialize. Father, I pray that it will become a personal message for me. That in blessing, you will bless me. In multiplying, you will multiply me. In opening the book of remembrance, you will hope concerning me. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. This last prayer, I want you to pray for yourself. You see, the Bible says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariot, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. You see, when we talk about prayer, when we speak, what happens is more than the word that we speak. What actually makes a difference is the aura of God's presence. God was with Abraham. These people that we mentioned was with Jacob, was with Elijah. And as a result of his presence, things were happening in the life of these people. As we are opening a new chapter of the year for our lives, that the presence of God will go with us, so that beyond what we speak in prayer, things will be happening for us. That when you are sleeping, the presence of God is walking. That when there is need for an answer, the presence of God is speaking on your behalf. That as God remember Mordecai, that your name will be remembered. I want you to pray this last prayer for yourself. The aura of your presence, let it go with me. Let it work with me. Let it happen. Let it become a happening in my life. That things will be working together for good. It's a new dawn, we call it. It's a new dawn, we call it. It's a new dawn, we call it. In the name of Jesus. That as the name Abraham symbolized blessing, so shall everything about me symbolize blessings of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to touch somebody and pray for that person. You are going to pray for this person, that the Lord will fight your battle. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will fight the battle of your son and of your daughter. You will fight the battle of your son and of your daughter. You will fight the battle of your son and of your daughter. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you will fight the battle of your son and of your daughter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now what is called victory will become the possession of this individual. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please let me pray with you. Father, this is not the word of flesh and blood. Father, this is you in action. Father, because flesh fails, but the spirit does not fail. So God, we pray. God, we pray. We pray. If money If we receive money, money will finish. But if we receive your help, nothing can stop. It becomes a permanent testimony. Father, we pray a new day. Father, it doesn't matter what we have been through. It does not matter the experience that people have had before. They know their experience, but you know their experience more than them. You know the reason why they're passing through that experience. Even when they themselves are confused about it. But you, God, we are calling unto you today. We want to experience a shift from the trauma that has become normal. We want a shift. We are asking for spiritual surgery. A shift. That trauma will become a thing of the past. These people will have peace that surpasses human understanding. Father, we are praying. Let what has become normal, what are things that people have adjusted to, that they are not according to your plan. This is not how you wanted. They have managed to survive under this umbrella. But today we pray there will be a change of garment. A change of garment, because our weapon of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So Father, we pray, remove this garment. We say, Lord, our help come from you. Our deliverance come from you. Our solution come from you. Our healing come from you. Our breakthrough come from you. Our testimony come from you. Our peace and progress come from you. Our joy come from you. We receive from you in the name of Jesus. Things that have been working against us, either we recognize them or not. Today we say bye-bye. We detach ourselves. We separate ourselves. We free ourselves. We enter into a new covenant. Covenant of healing. Covenant of joy. Covenant of peace. Covenant of restoration. You are going to use your mouth to say that. Say, I enter into a new covenant. Covenant of peace. Covenant of joy. Covenant of restoration. Covenant of peace. Covenant of easy. Covenant of joy. Covenant of progress. Covenant of restoration. Covenant of recovery. Covenant of progress. Covenant of achievement. Covenant of testimony. I receive the covenant of breakthrough. And the kingdom of hell will not be able to stand against it. This is your heritage, people of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.